So here we are in the studio with the folks who just, whose song that just was, the Stone Foxes, with Everybody Knows. And we have from left to right, right to left, here we go. We have Shannon, Vince, Ben, Brian, and Elliot. Oops, excuse me, Elliot and then Brian.
Hey, what's going on, Ted?
We turned them around there.
Yeah, I jumped over here.
Okay.
All right. Well, you guys are in town to play a show this weekend, and we're really lucky to have you in the studio because we love live music here.
Oh, awesome, man. Yeah. Well, we're lucky to be here because we're here for like a whole week, and we've just been taken around, and people are so nice, and they give us free cold beverages and, I don't know, take us and go hang out with Sam, and it's awesome, man.
Well, yeah, we try and treat people nice when they come up here because, you know, it's a long way to get here, and, you know, we try and show you a good time, and we made the weather sunny for you, too.
Oh, it's awesome.
Got rid of that rain. I think we did that.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, feet.
Well, now, I was looking you guys up on your website and on Wikipedia and so forth, and I saw it said you... Some of you guys have been playing since 2005, and then you had your first album out in 2008. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, my brother and I. So he's our other guitar player, yes. And he's not here today. But he and I played for a long time, of course. And he came up to San Francisco, and so he made me feel lonely. So I felt like I had to move up there too. And so we started playing together for a long time, and. We were not serious about it at all until about 2008. And then this radio DJ that we met, Joe Barham, he's a real sweet guy. He's kind of got a horse face, but we decided he could be our manager anyways. And so, yeah.
Well, he doesn't have to appear on stage.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't get this station. I don't think. He could be streaming it. I'm not sure. Yes. But so he kind of said, hey, you should be for real about this thing. And so we said, okay, well, we'll try. And so that was 2008, and then Elliot has joined us about 3 years ago, and then Buff about a year and a half ago, and Ben a year ago, and Vince a little bit ago. So, yeah, it's cool.
I really appreciate y'all coming in here. We have a harmonica, we have a tambourine, we have a nice left-handed Stratocaster with it's been distressed a little bit there.
Yeah.
With love, yeah.
Yeah.
And a wonderful acoustic guitar here. And we'd like to hear you play some things. And,
okay. Well, this is a brand new one. Is that okay if we do that?
Absolutely.
Because we got a bunch of new music we're starting to release in September. So you can look out for some of these things. So here's new. It's called Jericho. That's how it's called.
Just like it.
One, two, three. Hide your face like a cover girl so the mist don't ever show. But your walls have come tumbling down, just like Jericho. Lord, well, there's cracks in your makeup,
tumbling down.
And the world is gonna shake up,
tumbling down.
You're a killer, gonna get choked,
tumbling down.
Well, I smite you, but you get smoked,
tumbling down.
You know I'm here to lay you low. I'm here to lay you low. But your walls have come tumbling down, just like Jericho. Black mascara start to run like a river through the snow. But your walls are tumbling down, just like Jericho. Well, oh yeah, you were looking out for number one.
Tumbling down.
Time's up, I let you have your fun. And there's nothing that I won't do.
Tumbling down.
You know I hammer till I break through.
Tumbling down.
You know I'm here to lay you low. I'm here to lay you low. But your walls have come tumbling down. You know I'm here to lay you low. I'm here to lay you low. And your walls have come tumbling down. When I lay you low, just like
Jericho. You're tumbling down. Now you're tumbling down.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you. Jericho, and that's from your a new release to be coming out in September, maybe?
Well, yeah. So, well, I'll tell you all about it,
okay.
Ted. So what we're gonna try to do is do a new single every month. So we're going to do a different song all the way through September for a year, and then we'll put out a full record then. So we haven't told that to anybody. That's a very intimate secret, Ted.
So we're having it first on KCAW.
That's very true.
In fact, yeah, especially that one, because we haven't actually found a way that we like that recorded yet. We had a couple of different versions, and I think I like that the best so far. you recorded that, right?
Well, that can be downloaded, from our
mix and master
website.
By
there you go.
Ted.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I don't know. It sounded like a whole drum set in here, and we don't have one.
Oh well, Brian the Buffalo, he's our friend over there. He's doing the drumming on your table and the tambourine.
Uh-huh.
He can make a lot of noise with a minimal amount of effort.
He does that well.
Yeah, he's good.
So what are we going to hear next?
So this is one off of our album, Bears and Bulls, came out a little bit ago, and it's called Passenger Train, kind of a slow mellow thing. Stealing from a passenger train, but have mercy on this old boy. I swear that I can explain. I took the diamond from the safe of your soul. I dug deep and wide and put it down in a hole. I put it down there so nobody would know that I tried to turn back, but I couldn't let go. The times were hard, they broke me down. At least I can say that I tried. But I ain't that bad, no, I ain't that good. I just did what I did to get by. I did what I did to get by. And though it wasn't long ago, you said I would do what I've done, that I'd bear the pain of the passenger train and live my life on the road. I tried to hide from the things in my mind. The nighttime was cold, but the darkness was kind. And as I went down and I laid on my side, you know I closed my eyes and I dreamed I had died. The times were hard, they broke me down. Lord, at least I can say that I tried. You know I tried, but I ain't that bad. No, I ain't that good. I just did what I did to get by. I did what I did to get by. I did what I did to get by. I did what I did to get by. My fortune and fame, and after I robbed the passenger train, nothing was ever the same. My pockets were lined with the silver and gold. The weight it got heavy and it started to fold.
I went to the steps of the old town hall. I said, here's all my money, you can have it all. The times are hard, they put me down. Well, at least I can say that I tried. You know I tried, but I ain't that bad. No, and I ain't that good. I just did what I did to get by. Yeah, I did what I did to get by. I did what I did to get by. You know I tried, I did what I did. I did what I did, Lord, I did what I did to get by. I did what I did to get by. You know I tried,
I did what I did to get by.
I did what I did to get by. I did what I did to get by.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ken.
That was great. So we had a violin on that, or do you call it a fiddle?
I call it a violin.
A violin, okay.
But you can call it whatever you want.
All righty.
He's not very good, is he?
Oh, he's wonderful.
Oh, no. Oh, he is? Yeah. Oh, I've been thinking he's garbage for a long time.
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever played the violin in the great state of Alaska.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we're violin friendly here.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome. Yeah, well, we're so excited, man. I mean, the pub is so cool over there. And Jeff and Dave are the sweetest folks. They look kind of like grizzly bears themselves, but they're real nice guys.
Well,
that's awesome.
It's going to be a good show.
Oh man, it's going to be sweet. And I think there's the Lost Boys of Sitka are playing
right,
too.
Yeah. The Lost Boys. Yeah.
They have like 9 people.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
And they're a cross generational band too.
Are there children involved?
No, there's people even my age.
No, Ted.
Yeah, no kidding.
Ted, get out of here.
So I was looking at your websites, you know. I said, oh, I got to read some reviews of these guys, good stuff, yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. Tunes crafted with deft workmanship. Oh yeah,
well, and did you like
that, Shannon? I wrote that. Yeah,
and
sure.
And tight arrangements with melodic presentation.
Who is?
Well, what I've heard today is that's true. You know, you have real nice texture in your music, yeah. But so you guys wrote that, right?
Yeah.
But tell me about some of your influences. I hear a bunch of different things in here, but where does your music come from?
I guess the big thing for me is Levon Helm and the band, and that's probably number one. But I mean, I think I love the Dead Weather. You know, we love Wilco and all those bands, and Back to Muddy Waters, all that stuff. I mean, who do you got? Vinny, why don't you tell them about yourself?
I like all those same people.
Wow, every time.
You throw in a Neil Young in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you play a Stratocaster. Who's your Stratocaster hero?
Oh, Hendrix, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, he plays just like Hendrix, yeah. Right? No, oh, well, no, but
that
I think
song was very Hendrix-y, you know.
So yeah,
it was good to show it.
Yeah, Passenger Train sounds just like Hendrix.
But that Hendrix chord in there. You guys know that one?
No, what's that, Vince?
I know that chord.
Yep.
The E7 9.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, are you serious? Is there a Hendrix chord?
Yeah, there's a Hendrix chord. Yeah. Oh, we've talked about it. You have to play the Hendrix chord now.
What is it? Does it have to do with his thumb?
Nope.
Reaching? No.
It's that extra.
It's worth turning on.
Yeah. It's this chord.
Oh.
Oh, right. Foxy Lady.
Yeah,
right,
Foxy right. Lady chord, yeah.
Like 3 or 4 of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Hendrix chord, yeah, everybody knows that. You don't know that?
I can't play a dang thing on the guitar.
Well, so who's your harmonica influence?
I think Paul Butterfield's probably my favorite.
Uh-huh.
I feel like he's really good in between, like Little Walter and John Popper. Like,
yeah,
John Popper's awesome. He plays a lot of notes, though. I get confused when I listen. And then Little Walter's super cool, but I feel like Paul Butterfield is right in that.
He's kind of second generation.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. But so cool. Chicago gang.
Well, you have, like I said, a lot of textures in your music. You're two different, completely different styles here with the two songs here. What's up next here?
Well, this is kind of a giddy up kind of thing. This is called Stomp.
Oh, gee.
And so you have to clamp,
okay,
Ted.
Okay, I'll do my best.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
You gotta let me know if I'm killing you with this handle, also. All right.
Ted, I don't see you clapping, and Buff isn't clapping either.
I'm getting there.
There you go. From the coal, feed the fire and burn it slow. I don't need my eyes to see it's wrong. Everything I know will soon be gone. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Come on,
kill the crop and steal the stone to make the streets and build your own. Let it down, be moving on. Everything I know will soon be gone.
Yeah, oh, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
As hell, sun keeps beating in my days long. Everything I know will soon be gone.
Don't need my eyes to see it's wrong.
That was great, great, great. I like the interplay. I really like the interplay between the two, all of you guys singing different verses and call and response, and that was just great.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
They have just been playing some wonderful music here, and according to another review that I read, it's approachable, cohesive, and razor-sharp rock and roll. Oh, and that was described in your live show.
I don't know. I think we all love to be in the studio, but there's some about playing live where you get that interaction with folks and you get all Twitter pated and your heart starts thumping, and it's fun. It's really fun, man. I don't know. There's something about it.
I noticed I went to your tour schedule, and you guys are playing almost 30 dates in the next 2.5 months or so. So what keeps you guys going?
Vince, what keeps you going?
Drugs.
Drugs.
Oh, no.
I'm just totally joking.
Oh,
no, it's the music.
Caffeine and ibuprofen. Right?
We actually were not one of those bands. It's like some people expect us to be crazy. It's like it's 2:00.
Yeah.
I gotta go to bed. I don't know.
2:00 in the afternoon.
2:00
after. There's gotta be a nap time, sure.
There's times when you're tired, but yeah. I heard this quote from Bill Evans once. He was talking. He's a great jazz piano player. He said, like, some days you feel like you just can't go on. Like, I don't want to play. I'm too tired or something. And then when you start, that moment you push your hands on the keys or the moment you start playing, all of a sudden you're alert and you're in that space, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the music keeps you going for sure.
Excellent.
That's what we all love to do. Especially, playing it live is I think we all find super fun.
Yeah, well, you give a lot of enjoyment to the people who are watching, but you get it back from them. You get that energy back from them.
Exactly.
I often have to remember that it's sometimes the one night of the year that these people are even going out and seeing live music, and it's their favorite band coming through town. So maybe I do it all the time, and, you know, maybe that one particular stage isn't what's totally amping me right then, but then I see that one person who's been waiting an entire year for this.
Well, I think
totally amps me up the second I get up there.
Well, and I was gonna say, like, you talked about, like, what amps you, like, it, I don't think it really matters if it's a small stage or, like, a, you know, if we're playing a big festival down at SF or, I don't know, somewhere playing New Orleans Fest, or if we're in a small place, like, we played on the ground of this bar that was out in Concord, California, and I don't even know where that is. And like, but you have so much fun just when there's people. That's all that really matters.
So, have you had gigs from hell?
Oh yeah. Oh well, we were just telling Vince's story. So, but we went down to, we've had some amazing shows in Reno lately, which is kind of amazing because our career in Reno started with us getting off work and having to get down to sound check, and we were like an hour late, and we had called the promoter and we said, the traffic is crazy getting out of San Francisco. We showed up at 9 o'clock and he was locking up the front door of the club. And we said, excuse me? We just drove 5 hours, and he said, you guys weren't on time, neither were the openers, and the show is over. So there wasn't even a show, and then we had to drive back that night because we didn't have Motel 6 money at that time. You know?
That's rough.
And you hadn't gotten paid for the gig.
Right.
Yeah.
But now we're a Super 8 band.
Yeah.
We've made
a notch up.
They have the cereal that you can have in the morning. Oh,
that's true.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like you're alluding to some bands, you know, that kind of get crazy, you know, throwing TVs or whatnot, or trashing hotel rooms. You guys do something different with the Goodnight Moon project.
Yeah, I mean, Buff does all that, but the rest of us, we try.
Fishing for sharks at the Edgewater Inn, is that
fishing for sharks? Well, that's creepy. The Goodnight Moon Project came from a song we wrote that is basically about, you know, my brother and I came from out of town, and Elliot came from Marin, so he saw it a lot more than we did, but the homelessness in San Francisco when you first move there is this culture shock moment, and you've never seen anything like it. And then, you know, you can find yourself, like, I've lived there for 10 years now after I was, so I'm 26, so I was there when I was 17. And so after that, you get real desensitized. You walk by it every day to work, and you start, even when people are just wanting to talk to you, you don't say anything back because you're just on your way. And it's kind of this, I don't know. It's a dark feeling when you realize what you've been doing, and so we just decided, well, let's do something. If we're singing about the struggle of homelessness in the city, let's do something about it. And we got a really great grant from the folks at Cliff Bar, real tasty products, and they helped us out. And we created a video, and we went around to different shelters when we were on tour, and found amazing artists who are trying to get back on their feet. Some who, I don't know, mental health issues, just bad luck, rehabbing, just you name it, whatever the story, and incredible stories. Mm-hmm. And you realize that it could have been any of us who live in those places and who are dealing with those problems. And so they sing this. They sing the version of our song, but they make it just 10 times better. And we caught this video; it's great.
Wow. Well, we all are just a couple of mistakes or bad decisions away from being homeless. You know,
totally.
Sometimes, yeah,
totally. Yeah. Well, yeah. So, and we kind of wanted to show fans, because we ask our fans to bring canned foods to each show, right? So no matter what Stone Fox's show you're at, you can always bring canned foods, and we'll take them to the nearest food bank that we can find, or a shelter that accepts them. And just to encourage folks, and we'll give them a poster or whatnot. But we wanted that video to show a face of, look, these are the folks that you're donating to. And I think that connection makes it a little more real for people.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you all for coming in. And your gig is at the pub this weekend. And you can find all about it on the pub's website. And I'm going to have to miss it.
What?
Yeah,
Ted?
Yeah.
Ted!
I'm working. I got to
give me
night.
An excuse. Yeah, yeah. Give me one.
I'm getting paid for playing music that night. So.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough.
We are too.
However, our show is going to be pretty sweet and sweaty.
Well,
it's going to be
know,
fun,
I,
dude.
I think, yeah.
Way better than Ted's
yeah,
show.
Way better than our show. Mine's a private party, but I'll be there after the party.
Oh, so wait a minute. Not even invited.
Yeah. Oh, I want to come after. Can we come to your show after our show?
Well,
is this their free, you know?
In the morning?
Yeah.
Are you playing late for some crazy millionaires in Alaska?
No, it's a birthday party.
Oh, yeah. All right.
It's Shannon's birthday.
No, it's not my birthday, Beth. Get out of here.
Well, we're going to listen to Mr. Hangman right now and welcome the Stone Foxes to Sitka. If you see these guys out and about, you know, they'll be carrying guitar cases. They look like they are... diverse array of influences. They're approachable. We look like a razor sharp rock and roll band.
Oh, Ted, stop it.
So just invite him in. You know, invite him for a cup of coffee. Take him out to see the whales.
We're looking for a ton of free stuff. So if anybody wants to give us some stuff,
we'll just be wandering around with our arms open.
Yeah, anybody got something for free?
Well, in the shows this weekend, come out to see the Stone Foxes. Well, okay, and we're going to listen to Mr. Hangman right now.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Ted. We really appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
Great to be here.